the first thing I, as I was going through this and looking to see what might be here, I came across a footnote regarding a question that had come up last week in one of the readings about whether the five aggregates, the theme of the five aggregates, was known or was a paradigm that was understood at the, before the time of the Buddha. Was it known throughout India at that time among the various seekers and sages? And his footnote, there's a footnote that addresses that actually. And his, I'll read it, but you know, his basic speculation is that it seems likely that it was, but it's not. It's more based on inference rather than actual fact. But so it's still kind of unsettled. But I'll read what he says here. The expression five aggregates seems to have been easily intelligible in ancient India, since it occurs in the Buddha's first discourse, apparently without any need for elaboration or explanation. Similarly, in the Majjhima Nikaya, the Satchika discourse, the lesser discourse to Satchika, the five aggregates form part of a description of the Buddha's teaching to the disputer Satchika, who was presumably unfamiliar with Buddhism, but appears to have readily understood what was being said. This suggests that the five aggregate scheme might have already been in existence at the time of Gautama Buddha. So, like I said, more by inference. He also mentions here that Shcherbatsky mentions parallels to the aggregates in the Brahmanas and Upanishads, and according to Warder, the aggregates were a known concept among the Jains and possibly among the Ajivikas. He also mentions here that since the discourses also include contemplation of the five aggregates in their description of the awakening of the ancient Buddha Vipassi, it seems that from their perspective too, the scheme of the five aggregates was known before the advent of Gautama Buddha. But that seems, that particular one seems to be a bit far-fetched to me, because the Buddha Vipassi was a long time ago.
Well, it also tends to be, once you start getting into that, it tends to be more mythological.
Yeah.
And then that's written post-dating.
Right. But anyway, it, you know, by inference, one might suppose that there was at least some familiarity with them as a paradigm. I thought that was a bit of an interesting point.